are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. So good to see you again.
Listen to your voice. Oh, my goodness. Look who we have in our home.
Who is he?
This is my daughter, May.
Hello.
Hi.
My goodness.
Hi, I'm Hollis Gillespie. I'm a writer, a humorist, and master cupcake baker.
So what are these?
These are fudge cupcakes, and what they are, they're cream-filled fudge. A long time ago, when I was a kid...
Do you need some help?
No, I got it. When I was a kid, we used to sell cupcakes door-to-door. My mom would make them, and we'd sell them door-to-door, and that's how we got our allowance. That's how we earned money to go to the county fair. And when May was 5, I figured she'd been freeloading long enough, and it was time to make some cupcakes and earn her allowance money. And she was good at it. And I asked her the kind of cupcakes. I had her figure out the kind of cupcakes. We wanted them to be special.
Mm-hmm.
So she said she liked those cream-filled cupcakes. You know that they had it. That host, like the Hostess cupcakes with the cream filling and the fudge on top. It doesn't have frosting. It's got fudge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what these are. Here, do you want to take a bite?
Ooh, yes.
Aren't they good? Mm. they are like mind control good. They are the best cupcakes.
Now, how do you keep the cream from seeping into the rest of the chocolate cake?
Oh, we use a space age polymer.
Ooh.
No, I'm teasing.
Does NASA know about this?
These cupcakes are not low fat.
Mm.
they are cardiologist worthy. Seriously, you're gonna have to call a cardiologist. This is the cream, and the cream is incredibly, we're not talking Twinkie cream, which is, you know, the cream filling that Twinkies have. We're not, that stuff is complete solid chemicals. This
oh,
is actually
sure.
fresh ingredients, but it's really stiff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it holds its
shape very well. In fact, you could bury it, and 10 years from now, you know, you could bury it in a time capsule. You know, that's what we pride ourselves on here at May's Killer Cupcakes.
Oh, is that the name of the business?
Yeah.
May's Killer Cupcakes.
I like that. Mmm, those smell
These
delicious.
These are done. I didn't even time them. I just, stuck them in there. We have different flavors. We were experimenting. This is the staple, the fudge cupcakes with the cream filling and the fudge topping. Then we have, those were a little bit of an experiment. Those had mint in them. We have fudge cream filled. We have coconut cream fudge.
Mm.
We have banana phylactic. And this is all very, you know, economy based, because I use the cheapest. This is, it's so funny when people say, we use the highest ingredients. I use the cheapest ingredients. You gotta, in fact, it's essential. You have to use the cake mix that's on sale at Kroger for 88 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Pillsbury. It's on sale, because you can make, I make 50 cupcakes for $5.
Not only is your daughter raising some money selling the cupcakes, but the money is going to a really worthwhile cause.
Yes. Actually, we're hosting a benefit on the 15th of April at the Punchline, and it's called So Not Funny, and it's to fight the practice of child trafficking in Atlanta. It's a new cause for me, and I was stupefied to learn that Atlanta is the number one place for child trafficking and child prostitution in the country. That just blows my mind. So the owner of the Punchline offered me his nightclub. He said, you take the nightclub and you can use it for whatever you want. And I picked that date, and this is the cause that I picked for it. And I wanted to have a benefit and to bring awareness to it and to raise funds to fight it. They need help. And the adults who consign these children to that and are trafficking these children need to be prosecuted, I think.
I like So Not Funny.
Yeah, So Not Funny. But it has to have something to do with being funny, because it's at a comedy club and we're going to be laughing there, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
But humor goes a long way towards helping people address, you know, a mortifying thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just does. It helps people swallow the pill.
My mother always had this saying, might as well laugh as cry.
I have one like that too. They say, why are you laughing? And I was like, what's the alternative?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.